السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صفيه وحبيبه. بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمدٍ وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وإن كل محدثة بدعة وإن كل بدعة ضلالة وإن كل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله مصداقا لقوله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say in this ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih, fear Allah alone, do your duty to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. When you fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala alone as it should be. And don't ever die except in the state of Islam. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this day, one of the day of the month of Ramadan, the great day, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala provide us with taqwa, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive all our sins, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala take us and consider us amongst us salihin, those who carry the taqwa in their heart. Allahumma ameen. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said fi surah al-mujadala, ba'da a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات والله هو السميع البصير. Allah said in this beautiful ayah from the book of Allah, يرفع الله, Allah will excel in degree those who believed, those who carry the true belief. وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ and those who are granted in knowledge. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking in this ayah about two things. Those who carry the true belief, and number two, those who are granted by knowledge. Under the one category called العلم والإيمان. One of the important topic in Islam, العلم, it means the knowledge, and the إيمان, the quality of the إيمان in the heart of the believer. And Allah sees, and Allah hear, all hearer, all seer, سبحانه وتعالى. Therefore, around this ayah, our hadith today, inshallah, will be العلم والإيمان, the knowledge and the إيمان, the quality of the إيمان in your heart. In many, many ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the Muslim to carry the knowledge. The difference between the knowledgeable person and the unknowledgeable person, like the gap between the heaven and the earth. Al-ilm and the knowledge will give you a light in your heart, will give you a light in your road. But we have no knowledge, that means we will fail in ignorance. You cannot see, you cannot hear, your heart will be blocked, you will be an easy way for a shaitan wa li'auzu billah. Therefore, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم ومسلمة. Seeking knowledge or to must carry knowledge, it's فريضة, فرض, upon or over every single Muslim male and every single Muslima female. May Allah grant all of us those knowledge. The Muslim Ummah today fell in ignorance because of no knowledge. Look what Ali said. Ali radiallahu anhu arda. Qala law jadalani alim laghalabtu. Walau jadalani jahil laghalabani. Ali radiallahu anhu arda. Madinatul ilm, a city of knowledge. Learn direct from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Al al-Bayt sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, Sayyidina wa Habibuna Rasulullah. Ali give us a statement, and I know this is the day of fasting, but I need you to wake up with me and concentrate about the khutbah today, because this is the guidance for this in this life. It is the light for you if you carry the ilm. Ali radiallahu anhu arda, he said, if a knowledgeable person, he came to me and this started disputes in ilm, in knowledge, for sure I will defeated him. Because Ali radiallahu anhu arda, he has quality and a big quantity of knowledge. And in another way, Ali radiallahu anhu arda, he said, وَلَوْ جَادَلَنِي جَاهِلْ, if one of those who are ignorant came to me and started dispute, argue with me, for sure he will defeat me. Because no matter what you tell this jahil, he's not gonna listen. He's arrogant. He believed that he is right. He doesn't wanna change. Sometime you bring the statement, action, word from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here is yaqi. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. He said, but what ya akhi arhamukallah? But what ya akhi arhamukallah? Why you disputing about the knowledge? Knowledge, it comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Why you dispute? Why you are argue? Sometime you spend time with the brothers to explain to him. He doesn't want to listen. He doesn't want to change. He doesn't want so and so. La ya akhi. La ya akhi. Look what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says. When the ayat of Allah will be revealed or will be presented to them, قالوا what? سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. When the آيات of Allah تبارك وتعالى will be given to them, when they see the آيات, when the سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the action and the word came from your messenger will be presented to them, what they said, سمعنا, we listen, وأطعنا, and we obey, غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. They ask Allah to forgive them, and the final destination will be to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, the ilm is very important for every Muslim today and Muslima. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الشريف الذي أخرجه معاوية رضي الله عنه وأرضاه: من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. If Allah want you to be good, successful in your life, and you will be the winner in the hereafter, Allah will guide you to what? To understand your deen, to understand the sharia, to understand the Quran, to understand the sunnah, and the qualification for those who will be granted by knowledge, those who are humble, those who are ready to listen. Those when the ayat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala will be recited, you find them kharru sujjadan wa bukiya. They will fell down in sujood, submit themselves to Allah, will be humble to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. May Allah make all of us among these people. When nasu salat, the people are three kinds, and I will leave for you to choose which group you belong. القسم الأول, the first group, من سبق إيمانه عقله. The first group of the Muslim, those whom their إيمان, the faith comes first, and then after that his brain follow that. It means he did not give a chance to his brain to be preceded or to come first, because before the sharia. Sometimes when you give the ayat, you have no choice. You cannot have any argument. You cannot dispute. What you should do, you take it blindly, without any argument, without confusion, without any doubt, you take it, because you know it's come from who? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And anything you come from Allah and His Messenger, you should take it without any arguments, without blindly follow, and don't question. Some material example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش. Allah said in the Quran, He has created the heaven and the earth in 6 days, and then He rose over the arsh, His throne, في ستة أيام, in 6 days. طيب, when He rose over His arsh, some people use the brain. How is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala over His arsh? He sit down, He's sleeping, He sit down. Some people, they go beyond the unseen. You cannot go beyond Allah, He said and informed, or Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned it in the Quran, that He created the heaven and earth and between in 6 days, then He rose over the throne. Don't question. Don't go and use your brain, your aql, and you say, is He sit down? Is He stand up? Is He lay down? That's not your matter. Therefore, look what Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam, qala, al-istiwa'u ma'loom. To rose over Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, to rose over His arsh, is ma'loom, known to us. He said that in the Quran. Take it as it is. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبٌ. And to believe it, it's obligation, it's command to believe that Allah rose over His arsh. والسؤال عنه أن to ask about the detail, to ask about it. How is Allah over his heart? He never explained it. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam never give any detail. But we stop in the ayah. Allah, he said, he rose over the arsh. That's it. That's your end. Don't use your brain to go over, to give explanation without any evidence, without any dalil came from the sunnah, without any explanation, more detail. La. Your job as a Muslim, if you need your iman, comes in first before your brain, you take it right away by the ilm which Allah gave it to you from the Quran and sunnah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and don't question it. Don't give more detail. Don't let your brain to go beyond. And he said, if Allah created the whole entire world, so who was before Allah? Why you go for that? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala kana wa lam yakun qablahu shay. Allah, he was and nothing came before him. Nothing. Your iman should be clear. The quality of the iman in your heart, it should be strong, and don't let or permit your brain or to consult your brain to take you to a wrong direction. Then you will fail in haram. Then you will lead yourself to be in the hellfire. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. If the messenger did not explain the Quran which has been revealed to him, who are you, يرحمك الله, to give more detail, to tell where is Allah, how is Allah, who before Allah? But part of your iman, الغيبيات. The part of the iman for the Muslim, to believe the unseen. Alif lam mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. This is the book, no doubted about. That's it. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. No doubted about it. Don't give 1% of the doubt that this book has a doubt. الذين يؤمنون, iman here, بالغيب, the unseen, ويقيمون الصلاة, and they establish and they offer their salah. يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون, and of what we have provided or sustained them, ينفقون, they spend it for سبيل الله. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the first group of Muslims, those whom their iman come in first. He has iman. You don't know what is the Jannah. You never see it, but you believe the Jannah. There is a hellfire. We know Allah, he created the hellfire, and we believe it. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came and Allah revealed the Quran. We believed him and we never see him. We believe everything come from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by ghaib, unseen. That is the part and the quality of the iman in the heart of the people. Second group of people, الذين يغلب عقولهم على إيمانهم. Second group, they have these two also. They have iman, they believe, and also they use their brain. They have brain too. But the problem for these people, their brain come first before the iman. Everything in the Sharia, you give it to them, they take it first and they think about it. They use a brain. If this is good or match with my need or not. If it's match with their need, he take it. If it doesn't match with their needs, he put it away because he said, my aql doesn't accept it. My brain doesn't accept it. My brother, يرحمك الله, all mankind, may Allah guide you. Your brain are very limited. Your brain are very limited. You don't know the unseen. Next street now, you sit down in a masjid, you have no idea what happened. You have a very little brain. You cannot have everything. Therefore, the Sharia came, the best guidance for all mankind. You cannot consult the Sharia. It is match with your brain or not. These RB people are very dangerous. Under this category, the secular today. Why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, why Allah he created the hellfire? They ask this question. Allah he loves us, he sent us to this life, and why he punished us? He need everybody to go to the Jannah. You believe or not believe, everybody like the Christian. Don't worry about it. Do whatever you like in this life, but just believe Jesus Christ, he will save you. And do everything in this life, evil or not evil acts, and you're gonna go to the heaven in the end. It's not working. Secular also, they have a lot of questions. Why Allah he created the flies? Why Allah he created the snakes? Why Allah, ya akhi, don't question Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Everything Allah has created in this life, they glorify Allah. The animal, the bird, the stone, everything Allah he created, yusabbihu bihamdillah, glorifying Allah, yathkurun Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was in the Medina, he said, kana hunaka hajar, a stone, yusallimu ala rasulillah. When the Prophet passed by of this stone, this rock, he said, assalamu alayka ya rasulallah. Everything, the animal, glorifying Allah. The stone, glorifying Allah. The bird, glorifying Allah. The rain, glorifying Allah. The thunderbolt, glorifying Allah. Everything Allah has created in this life, glorifying Allah. But the human has a stone, rough and tough. Who are you to consult the Sharia based your brain? Secular today, why when the thief steal, we cut his hand off? This is against the human. Subhanallah. Who are you? Who are you? You don't know. Allah, he has the best Sharia. Allah, he has the best law. Look at the people outside. They steal. They put them in a jail for 6 months. And after the 6 months, what happened? They free them. And when they come back again, what they gonna do? They gonna make tawbah, they gonna come back again and steal. But the best Sharia, in order to let these people, if you steal and we have a witness, we're gonna shove your hand. This is the best Sharia. That is the only way that the thief, he will stop and he never steal again. Best. And when he walk in the streets with a sharp hand or finger or arm, people will know they are thief, so they're never gonna do it again. Third kind of people. مَنْ لَا إِيمَانَ لَهُ وَلَا عَقْلَ لَهُ. The third kind of people that worse than the animal, worse than cattle. There is no iman. There is no any عقل. They are blind, deaf. They cannot see. Their heart is like worse than the piece of stone. Subhanallah. They don't think. They don't see. They are misguided. They are the follower of a shaitan. And again, I give you example. First group. The first group, to go for detail, those whom their iman come in first before their aql. My aql is not capable to correct the sharia, to consult, to take the sharia or not to take the sharia. La, ya akhi. Listen for this. The quality of the iman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of us as a Muslim, we believed him blindly without any question. Because what? He came from Allah. There is a proof, he's a great messenger. The Quran, for more than 1400 years, nobody could touch it. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, his action, it became like a guidance for all mankind. Author, Egyptian author in Germany, he said, سبب تخلف المسلمين الإسلام. Why the Muslims are in the tail of all nations today? Why the Muslims are not educated? Why the Muslims today in the tail and in the bottom of all nations? Because the Islam, he said that in Germany, he said, because of the Islam, Muslims are all the way down, are in full humiliation. He said that Muslim, a German kafir, he said, you have ayat, and you have the word of your messenger, it's became a light for all mankind. He doesn't know. The Muslims are arrogant and the kafir corrupted him. He knows the value of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look what he said. He said, you have hadith. If this, if the whole entire world will take this hadith, all of them they will be believers. What is that? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بحسب ابن آدم لقيمات بحسب ابن آدم لقيمات بحسب ابن آدم لقيمات. It's little, it's enough for the son of Adam, little food, little food. يملأ بها جوفه to fill up his hunger, to exactly to eat it, little food. It's better. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ, and if he doesn't find this little food, فَثُلُثٌ لِطَعَامِ, third only for your stomach. Don't eat more than third of your stomach. وَثُلُثٌ لِشَرَابِ, and third for his drink. وَثُلُثٌ لِهَوَاء, and live a third for the air. Don't fill up your stomach completely. You examine it now in the fasting. After you break in fast, you fill up your stomach, you cannot break. You feel you in a sleep. You are very tired. You cannot go to the masjid because you fill up the tank. Became only food and drink. And you don't, you did not leave third for the air to breathe. This is will help you to be strong. And he took him to the hospital, the German scientist, he took him to the hospital. The doctor, the German doctor, he put it on the lab. He said, this is the best advice for all mankind. If the all mankind follow the statement which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it for all mankind, everybody has no disease today. Everybody has no problem in this life. So therefore, Iman should come first. You believe Allah and His Messenger and everything came from them without any questioning, without any doubts, without any arguments. Take it as a blindly. Subhanallah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, his Iman has a high quality. The people after the Isra and Mi'raj, the great journey for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Holy Masjid in Mecca to the Holy Masjid in Aqsa. May Allah free it from the state of Zionists and make all of the Muslim brave very soon in the Aqsa Masjid. So what happened here? After the journey, and the Prophet came and explained his journey to the people in Mecca, and the Mushrik also, they listened to this. They ran to Abu Bakr, the Mushrik, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab. They ran to Abu Bakr, they said, Abu Bakr, look what's your friend. Your friend, he became crazy. He gave us something is not acceptable to our brain. Here's the brain, the problem, the brain. You're claiming you are smart. Human claiming they are smart. They ran to Abu Bakr. He said he claimed that he went to journey in the night time from the Holy Masjid in Mecca to the Holy Masjid in Aqsa, and he went through the levels and he met his Lord and he came before the morning. So what Abu Bakr said, what do you think, ya Abu Bakr? Look at the quality of the Iman. No question, don't ask, don't have any doubt. That is the Messenger of Allah. Don't have any doubt. Don't consult your brain. So what happened? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said, Wallahi in qalaha faqad sadaq. Wallahi, if he said so, he did not see the messenger yet. He did not meet with any one of the companions. He was outside of the Medina. But the people ran to Abu Bakr to complain about the journey which the Prophet, he gave it to, which the Prophet explained it to them in detail. So what happened? He said, Wallahi, if he said so, he will be the most trusted. And why I don't believe him in this story? And I believed him for something bigger than that. What is something bigger than that? The Quran. The Quran, you believe it. Look at the quality of the Iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arda. Maryam alayha salam, a virgin, great woman in the history, Muslim woman. What happened to Maryam? She See the iman, the quality of the iman. Your iman comes first all the time and puts your brain in a side. Because this is a part of our complete to believe the unseen, and everything come from Allah is haq, true. Everything come from the messenger is haq and true, no doubts. Maryam, Allah says in the Quran, كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا قال يا مريم أنى لك هذا قالت هو من عند الله والله يرزق من يشاء بغير حساب. Every time Zakaria visited her in her mihrab, the private room, the private worshipping, she prayed to Allah in this place. Every time Zakaria came, alayhi salam, Nabi min anbiya illah, he entered her room to visit her. He said, oh Maryam, anna laki hada, anna laki hada. Where does that come from? Wajada indaha rizqa. He found, supplied with sustenance. He found her with supplied fruit from the summer and the fruit from the winter. All year she has the food outside door. She opened the door and she found food. She doesn't know who put it. So Zakaria asked her every time he visit, ya Maryam, where I am the only one sponsor you. Nobody except me. Where the food came from? Where the sustenance come from? What Maryam, she said, قالت هو من عند الله. It's from Allah. Allah, ya Quran. But some people today, when you give them a statement, said, how come? Why? So through who? It's impossible. So and so. لا يا أخي. هو من عند الله. She believed Allah تبارك وتعالى. The second story, when the children of Israel, they came to her. قالوا, and they said, in the Quran, Surah Maryam, they said, يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغية. Oh, أخت هارون came from the family of Harun. Family of Harun. What happened to him? Where is that child? We know that you came from a good family. Good family. Where? They found her pregnant. And she came and she carried the baby, Isa alayhi salam. And then after that, it's shame. Like they want to give her a shame, because according to us as a human, we know that child come from father and the mother. So they ask him that, ask her this question. And then after that, Allah tabaraka ta'ala made the baby to speak. Isa alayhi salam to speak 11 complete sentence. Baby infant to complete 11 sentence. Inni abidullah. The first word came from Isa alayhi salam. Then after that, it's very important for us. One of the children of Israel, his name is Yusuf al-Najjar. The argument between Yusuf and her, we'll see in the second khutbah, inshallah. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to help us to understand the Islam. Nudu Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam wa rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yusuf al-Najjar. Cousin, her cousin, serving with her at the same temple. He saw Maryam, her belly started growing. There is a baby here. This somebody, the story here is those somebody, his aql, his brain comes in first. He has iman, but his aql, his brain comes first before his iman. Somebody like that, you need to help him. You need to explain to him. He came to Maryam. He said, ya Maryam, I'm going to ask you a question. It's embarrassing. I know you came from a good family. You carry a chastity. I know, but هل زنيتي? Did you commit zina, ya Maryam? He's serving with her. He knows her that Sabit is a very good woman. Is a very good girl. She never had any marriage. She never went for any prostitution or commit any zina. He told her dialect. Did you commit zina, ya Maryam? قالت يا يوسف اتق الله. Fear Allah, ya Yusuf. قال إني سائلك سؤالا. I want to ask you a question. Ya Maryam, لا زرع بلا بذر. There is no any crops without seed. If you want a seed, fruit and vegetable, you need seeds to put it in the land to have fruit and vegetable. Is that right or not? Yes. He said, there is no any seeds without any, there's no any crops without seeds. Second, ولا شجر بلا ماء, and there is no any trees without water. And number three, and there is no child without father and mother. That's indirectly her case, because there is no father. She got pregnant, but there is no father. He asked her this question. She told him, Ya Yusuf, إن الله لما خلق الأرض يوم خلقها خلق الزرع بغير بذر. Allah originally, when He created all the crops, the fruits and vegetables, the trees, the flower, which you like it, which Allah made it for you, Allah originally created without any seeds. Seeds for you and me. You need tomatoes in your backyard, you have to go and buy seeds and put it in the land and wait for the tomatoes. Right or not? وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَّا خَلَقَ الشَّجَرَ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ غَيْرِ مَا. And the day Allah تبارك وتعالى has created all the trees and the flower, He created without water. Water for you and me only. When you need your tomatoes to grow up, when you need your vegetable to grow up, when you need your apple tree to grow up, you need to water it, to put water. But Allah, when He created all the fruit and vegetable and the trees, He created without water. But cost Allah what? Cost Allah what? A word. And what is the word? A be. And it was. وإن الله تبارك وتعالى لما خلق آدم, الله تبارك وتعالى, when He has created Adam, He created him without father and mother. يا يوسف, Allah is able. The belly of the woman when she grow, that is only a place to carry the baby. But the creation itself, Allah, He created Adam without father and without mother. Allah is able. For you and me, the creation of Adam is more is difficult, but Allah, He cleared it in the Quran. Inna mathal Isa inda Allah ka mathal Adam khalaqahu min turab thumma qala lahu kun fayakun. Like the likeness, of Adam, of Isa alayhi salam, the likeness of Isa alayhi salam is like the likeness of Adam. Can you cost Allah what? Be, and he was. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That is the quality of the Iman. Then Yusuf al-Najjar, her cousin, he said, Amantu billah. You need help. Don't leave your brother when he argue with you. When he came and he follow something, it's not for Islam, don't leave him. You need to help him. So the knowledge are very important for all of us. The ilm are very important for all of us. Without the ilm, Muslim will be confused. When a sister send a question for me to close the khutbah today, send a question for me. She went and asked one of the scholar, one of the alim, and he said to her, don't ever enter the bathroom and take a shower without clothes. The sister, she sent a question to me and she told me, Ya Sheikh, I take my shower for 5 years from over my clothes because my imam, he told me, don't enter the bathroom and take your clothes out because the shaitan, he will see you. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Ya Ummat al-Islam. 5 years. The woman taking shower with full clothes. Who are responsible for this ignorance? Who are responsible for the Muslim to give fatwa without any dalil? جراءكم على الفتوى أقربكم إلى النار. The Muslim one who give fatwa without any dalil, without any evidence, he will be the Muslim one to be closer to the hellfire. And the last one, no brain, no mind, no iman, like the children of Israel. Finally, when they told Allah Ta'ala, Ya Musa, arina Allah jahra. We need to see Allah clear. Allah, He come to you to see. We need to check hands with Him. Bring Allah. We need, in order to believe you, Ya Musa, we need to see Allah. We need to check hands with Him. We need to touch Him, because they believe everything in miracle. A stick, and He split the ocean. Allah Ta'ala, we will believe you. Allah raised all the mountain of Sinai over them. And then Allah, Ya Musa, then Allah remove it. We don't wanna die. He said, you're going to believe. He said, we believe. And Allah, he asked Allah Musa to move the mountain of Sinai from over their head. And after he moved it, he said, no. We're not gonna believe. No aql, no brain, no iman, nothing. How are you gonna see Allah? The earth and the heavens compared to Allah like a piece of sand. How Allah will come to this earth? He comes with his ilm, with his knowledge, without come totally and wholly by himself to the earth. If you believe Allah, he comes in to the earth. You are wrong, my brother. He comes with his ilm from his over his rose. When he rose over the throne from above his kingdom, he controls everything he sees and hears. That is the quality of the iman. We need the Muslim. Don't fail in ignorance. Have education of knowledge, inshallah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us with knowledge. Allahumma taqabbalna wa taqabbal minna waj'alna sababan liman ihtada warham mawtana mawta al-muslimin wa la tu'azzibna fa anta minar rahim. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana ajma'in ya rabbal alamin wa la tukhrijna min hadha al-makan illa bi dhanbin maghfur. Taqabbal minna siyamana. Say, Ya Allah, taqabbal minna siyamana, wa taqabbal minna qiyamana, wa taqabbal minna qur'anana, wa taqabbal minna sadaqatina. Ya Allah, Ya Malik al-Mulk, Ya Allah, we calling You, Allah, not to leave any one of us today arrogant, blind. Control our heart with iman. Forgive all our sins. We are a sinner, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, we are in the month of Ramadan. We came and we carry over our shoulder a lot of sins from the whole year. We ask You by Your name. We ask You by Your Almighty not to leave us, Ya Allah, with sins. Clear all our sins and enter us the Jannah with our beloved Muhammad. We love him. Make all of us to be with him. Ya Allah, accept us among us as salihin. Ya Allah, ishfi mardana wa mardal muslimin. Ighfir lana dhunubana jami'in. Wa tub ala at-taibin ya arhamar rahimin. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahu walhamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك قوموا الى صلاتكم ارحمكم الله Please, brother, inshallah ta'ala, straighten the line. This is a part of our complete, inshallah ta'ala, inshallah. Stow, yarhamni, yarhamakumullah. Allahu Akbar.